The first is many small businesses are really dependent on their federal government work. Not all, but many. And a lot of them, when they begin, they start with one contract and they build it to two or three or maybe a dozen, but they really don't branch out into the commercial sector as quickly. Mm-hmm. If you look at a large company, you'll pick one, Unisys, for instance, they do a big chunk of government work, but they do a big chunk of commercial work. Booz Allen Hamilton, another one, same thing. Not all their work is focused in one area.
Right.
Small businesses, a lot of their work is focused in one area of the government. It could be DOD, it could be DHS, it could be across several agencies. But the other question is, a lot of their work, is it essential, is it non-essential? That's still something that they're waiting to hear from. So there's a whole bunch of issues that are going on that small businesses could really say, okay, what is going to happen if my contract gets canceled? I have 15 people in my staff. Do I have to lay them off?
Mm-hmm.
And that's a really big concern. I was at the IAC Small Business Conference yesterday. They got it in just under the wire, that a lot of people talked about. And I think you heard some of it on this morning's Federal Drive.
Yep.
Tom Temin brought back some people kind of saying, this concerns me. And there was a kind of growing, you know, everyone wants to talk about shutdown. But I talked to a couple small business people there as well. And they're saying, you know, we're going to have to figure this out and find something to do.
Mm-hmm. There is a survey out now of small businesses and how they are saying the shutdown will affect them. What did they say? What's the response here?
Well, the small and emerging contractors advisory forum received about 40 responses from their member firms. They have about 400 people, 400 companies that are members. They did this kind of a last minute survey, so we're not going to say this is scientific or anything.
Mm-hmm.
They just sent about 6 questions out and said, you know, what do you think? What's affecting you? So I caught up with Bob Dinkle, one of the board members of the advisory forum. He's also managing director at Pierce Capital Partners. He says the forum members do most of their business with the government, so shutdown will be felt across the board.
One of the results that came back, which was kind of interesting, and I guess because they are small firms that can move and be pretty agile, is almost 38% are going to ask employees to use their personal leave. That was kind of an interesting perspective, but when I think about it, that's just the nature sometimes of small business. The other important factor, we had about a 15% return that indicated they were going to be putting their employees into training programs. You know, that's obviously always a positive fallback where employees, maybe they've been waiting for a training session, and this is a way to pretty much so force that situation, and with the comment that the company would pay the cost. Business as usual was probably the highest respond rate, where we picked up about 56% of the firms felt as though it would be business as usual. And when you look at the different areas in the government that are going to be shutting down, many in a number of the segments in the technology area are probably going to be deemed more in the essential segment.
When they talk about the impact being 38% saying they're going to make them use personal leave, that obviously goes into two areas. Morale issue, because you're kind of forcing people to spend their leave to get paid, while personal leave, obviously, for most people, they want to use as vacation or sick leave or something. And then the other thing is how much of a cost is this to the company, or they're already kind of budgeted for people to use their personal leave anyways?
I think, you know, when you're dealing with small firms, and many times some of these companies, we're talking about 10 employees or less on the very small end, but then on the larger end, you know, to use personal leave, I guess it's a matter of what's the trade-off. Back in the 95 crisis, I remember some of the contracts I was managing, and that was one of the options that we would throw out. You can either use personal leave or you can come in for training classes, and the company would put them on. Surprisingly, we had a number of employees just decide they wanted to take the personal leave.
Most of the companies, just over half, said it's going to be business as usual. Could small companies, for instance, shift employees to other areas? They're no longer doing contracting, but they could be put on other contracts, or they could be put into business development, or be brought in to do, let's say, some internal work that they hadn't been doing for a while. Do you think that also means business as usual?
I think it's a combination of everything you just said, Jason. And, you know, on top of it, like I said earlier, some of the firms that they've almost prepared for it, where their portfolio of business reflects both commercial and government-related stuff. So there is a shifting that could occur, possibly from a government assignment over to a commercial assignment and things of that nature.
What kind of advice do you have for a small company?
There are certain efforts that no matter what this shutdown affects, you got things like solicitation deadlines, bid protests, claims, things of this nature. That's not being affected by this shutdown. If you have a due date on a proposal or something like that, I think a small business has to be smart enough to know that that hasn't changed just because the government's shut down. Probably the best advice a small business can have right now is to have the right contingencies in place. Hopefully, if taken a couple of minutes, looked at the landscape and done maybe a little bit of the what if. What if this contract was shut down? Where are we going to go with these people? What are they going to do? Are there alternatives? So all of this has to be part of a, you know, I would think a management plan that would be flowed down to the particular projects that are in question, let's put it that way. But
if you are a small business and you're finding yourself that your contracts, or a couple of them have been canceled and making payroll is going to be tough, are there places that help small businesses out? Obviously, there's no SBA loans because SBA is going to be shut down.
I think you have to look at the landscape as far as organizations like CCAF. I mean, we do have an advisory forum that's available to our membership, and these are experienced execs that have been there, done that, and can provide some senior-level assistance to our members. That's one area. And of course, you know, many times when you look for assistance, hopefully these are all part of a bigger business plan where credit lines are in place and things of this nature to cover a period of concern. I guess, you know, the small businesses, unfortunately, are going to be probably feeling the brunt of this because they're the ones that are going to get paid last. Those are the ones that, you know, unless there's some kind of special contingencies, the primes are going to be looking to probably cut back on. It's a little bit of a wait and see, but I think more importantly, probably one last comment that all small businesses should be keeping track of is all the expenses related to this effort. That's possibly something that can be recovered at a future date.
That's Bob Dingell. He's a board member of the Small and Emerging Contractors Advisory Forum, telling Jason Miller about the impact of a government shutdown on small businesses. You can hear that whole